This video is dedicated by the Huberfeld family in memory of Pinchas and Ray Huberfeld, Aleihem Shalom. Hello and welcome to Jewish History and Daf Yomi. Today's Daf has the only reference to Rabbi Hyrcanus. So we don't really know a lot about who he was because this is our only passage that refers to him. It is possible that he may be the son of Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol, the great Rabbi Eliezer, because Rabbi Eliezer's father's name was Hyrcanus. And so it stands to reason that perhaps this Rabbi Hyrcanus was named after his Zaidi, his grandfather, the father of Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol. Rabbi Eliezer, of course, is an extremely important Tana, late 1st century, early 2nd century, teacher of Rabbi Akiva, among others. Now, Rav Steinsaltz suggests that perhaps we can support this argument by saying that maybe as the son of Rabbi Eliezer, and of course the influence he would have received in the house of his father, gave his opinion so much more merit such that it would have been accepted in this particular daf that we're studying. That's quite an interesting thesis. At any rate, I hope this illuminated your daf, and I wish you atzlacha in your learning.